From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Japan, the bow of apology by the head of a beleaguered company is a ritual act of contrition and shame. And so it was today, after the recall of more than 7 million cars and 2 weeks of near silence, that the chief of Toyota Motors took his turn. NPR's Louisa Lim was watching in Tokyo.
This is a moment of crisis for Toyota, and if anyone should doubt that, those words came from its president, Akio Toyoda, the grandson of its founder. In his first press conference since the massive recalls, he made his apologies.
I apologize to the customers for the troubles and worry they've suffered in various areas and because of various recalls. Lots of customers may be wondering whether their car is okay, and so I organized this press conference to talk directly to them.
He insisted that Toyota cars are safe and announced the formation of a global quality task force that he himself would head, with independent experts acting as extra quality control. Toyota repeated his customers first mantra to the doubtful and sometimes aggressive press. But when it comes to the is my car okay question, there were no clear answers about the future of the third generation Prius gas hybrids, Toyota's flagship vehicle. Safety regulators in the US and Japan are investigating braking problems with the Prius and other hybrids, including the Lexus. Reports say Toyota is considering a recall, but no recall was announced today. As for what is happening, Toyota executive Shinichi Sasaki had this to say.
We're looking into the situation and inspecting and verifying to conclude which is the best way to fix the problem. We won't take long during this investigation. We haven't reached a conclusion, and as soon as we do, we'll share it.
That vague advice doesn't worry Koji Hirosawa, even though he drives a Prius taxi. The Prius is Japan's top-selling car, and Toyota, whose watchword has been quality, is a source of national pride. Hirosawa, like many other Japanese, admits to being baffled by the idea that Toyota could have done anything wrong. And he says, through thick or thin, he's still a fan.
I have no worries at all. I really enjoy this car. The gas costs and efficiency are good, and it's well designed. My personal opinion is that Toyota is still the number one automaker in the world.
Toyota's making headlines everywhere else, but the tears of a retiring sumo wrestler knocked it from today's front pages in Japan. So far, the multiple recalls haven't been given much coverage. Analysts say Toyota's a major advertiser, so these problems may have been played down at home. And some believe these same problems are being played up overseas to the benefit of the American car industry. Ryuichi Saito is an auto analyst at Mizuho Investors Securities. On the issue of the Prius, he says 200 complaints against the third-generation Prius is normal, given the 300,000 cars on the road. He's questioning whether normal procedure was followed with the other recalls.
What I can say is that the reaction of the U.S. authorities was different from their normal behavior. Maybe they are tougher on Toyota. Some of the media are also reporting that.
Japan is still very much in denial that its national icon is in turmoil. So far, many are standing behind the company that provides cars to their emperor and prime minister. But if the recalls affect models driven at home in Japan, Toyota's faithful fans may have their loyalty tested. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tokyo.